It's time for the Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull, providing powerful business tools and strategies that will allow you to turn your passion into a highly profitable business that you love. Here's Megan.
Hello, Megan here. Welcome to this week's episode of Passion to Profits. So investing in small luxuries can be a savvy financial move if you do it strategically. So here's permission to treat yourself to a daily latte. Today we're going to be talking about valuing your time by investing in yourself. That's right, you can have that morning Starbucks coffee. Unlike many financial experts out there who are telling you to eliminate any unnecessary expenses to save money, I believe that you have the potential to save thousands even if you're buying that daily high-end coffee. Here's how. Your time is money. If you think of yourself as having billable hours because your time is valuable, then you'll want to be conscious of the fact that there are only so many hours in each day. In order to be the most profitable in your business, it's important to identify your value per hour. So to calculate your hourly rate, all you have to do is divide your monthly income by the number of hours you work per month. So let's say your time is worth $50 per hour. It might be worth a lot more, but we'll just use that for an example. And it takes you one quarter of that hour to brew coffee at home. So be sure to include the time it takes to clean the pot. So although you may be saving the $5 by not buying the Starbucks coffee, that 15 minutes that it takes to make the coffee is worth $12.50. The same idea applies to making your own lunch or doing your own manicure or pedicure. Doing everything on your own will not only take a tremendous amount of time that you can spend making money, but it also will wear you out. So stop stressing over the small stuff and look at the big picture. Own your value. So small luxuries can help build confidence, putting stock into some small expenses that can make you more organized, confident, and productive, and pay big dividends. I will often buy a new suit or dress for an upcoming presentation or get a manicure before an event to make me feel more polished. This gives me more confidence. Many studies have linked confidence to higher salaries and better performance. Many other studies show that women tend to lack confidence, according to Katie Kay and Claire Shipman of Womenonics. So, invest in things that can make you feel empowered. There are areas to cut back in, but tools for self-improvement and career development do not fall into that bucket. Denying yourself may backfire. Think about this. Diets rarely work, right? They often lead to binging later. If I denied myself of a chai tea latte, for example, I may get cranky and feel strapped. Or I may react by making a pricier purchase somewhere else. So research has linked inappropriate spending choices and compulsive shopping to the need for a mood boost. So remember, depriving yourself and putting too many demands on yourself will leave you feeling poor and stressed. When you invest in yourself, value yourself and your time, you are setting that example for others. That's a great formula for success. So I hope you found today's episode helpful. I would love to invite you to jump on over to Access to Your Success, where you can get a free gift that I'm offering. This is a great success tool for my Passion to Profits success plan to help you get a crystal clear vision of what you want moving forward. This is the number one place to start when you're setting your goals and reaching your goals. So again, that's accesstoyoursuccess.com. I look forward to seeing you next week for your next Passion to Profits tip. Until next time, be courageous, take inspired action, and share your gifts with the world. Bye-bye for now.
This has been your Passion to Profits weekly tip with Megan Tull. Megan provides corporate training, business coaching, and keynote speeches to propel you and your team to peak performance. To receive more business tips or information on Megan, visit megantull.com. That's megantull.com.